from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A plaque unveiling was part of the dedication today of the Student Commons in Northern College's Integrated Emergency Services Complex in honor of Fred Gibbons, who retired as college president in 2020. Apart from being a fire station and ambulance base for the east end of Timmins, the complex trains students in paramedic, police, and firefighting programs. Gibbons refers to it as a place of magic.
It would be my fondest desire now and to see this Student Commons become such a place of magic and discovery, a space where first responders of the day and first responders of tomorrow can share experiences, learn from one another in one of the premier education facilities in Ontario.
Gibbons worked at Northern for 25 years, the last 11 of which he was president. Goldmine Road will likely be the most efficient route between South Porcupine and Schumacher Sunday morning. Between 7:30 and 10 o'clock, Hydro One workers will be removing four conductors from the distribution line that crosses the highway between Ray Hill and the Tisdale Cemetery. They'll be closing the highway intermittently for 10 or 15 minutes at a time. The three candidates to be mayor of Timmins after the 24th of this month agree that to improve life in Timmins, homelessness, crime, and the opioid crisis have to be addressed. Councillors Joe Campbell and Michelle Boileau took part in a public forum last night with the third candidate, Richard Lafleur. When discussing quality of life, Boileau took exception to Lafleur saying council has thrown its hands in the air rather than dealing with crime.
We are working tirelessly and things are improving, and there are a lot of efforts at work right now and we are making progress, and there's definitely a lot more work to be done.
The forum was a civil contrast of ideas on how to resolve other issues such as infrastructure, industrial diversity, doctor recruitment and retention, and high property taxes. A legally blind resident of downtown Ottawa says the constant honking during the Freedom Convoy protest was an assault on her hearing. She's one of the witnesses testifying at the inquiry into the government's use of the Emergencies Act to break up the almost four-week-long truckers' demonstration. The commission is reviewing what happened, including how the protest evolved and how police handled the situation before and after the emergency declaration. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL action tonight includes the Timmins Rock visiting the Sioux Thunderbirds. That's followed by a game tomorrow night on the American side of the border against the Eagles, then Sunday afternoon in Blind River. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.